I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife resources report. Only a few weeks to go until the fall's first gunshots of the hunting season will ring out. We'll preview the West Virginia morning dove season in a moment.
The Jake's Youth Program has taught me so much about the outdoors.
For a long time, I had never realized what conservation was.
I know I'm doing my part to help wildlife.
I love being a Jake.
Whether you hunt or not, the Jake's Program has something to offer for everyone who likes the outdoors.
Children hold the key to the outdoors and wildlife, and the NWTF believes it too.
The hunt for mourning doves in West Virginia traditionally marks the first of many fall hunting seasons across the Mountain State.
The first hunting season in the fall, and everybody's been anxious to get out, so you go have a dove shoot or two. And some people shoot so much their shoulder gets sore, so they got to lay a week off anyway.
That's Steve Wilson of the West Virginia DNR alluding to the popularity of opening day. It may be the most anticipated opening day of the season, with the exception of perhaps bucks only gun season. But usually, after that first weekend, the interest in doves gives way to fishing or other hunting seasons that are opening up. What many may not realize is that doves are actually migratory birds.
Well, you know, we see them around all the time and just don't really think of them as a migratory bird because they're so commonly seen. But they actually are migratory birds, and ours go clear to the Gulf Coast a lot of times for the winter.
So if that is the case, why is it, Steve, that we still see doves throughout the winter?
That's a good question. I really don't have an answer for. I suspect that it's a mixture of some of our birds that are just a little hardier than most, and some birds that bred further north somewhere and just moved this far south. You know, if you're coming from upstate New York, this is south.
While the early season is popular among hunters, it's also among the most challenging you'll get involved in. If you were to ask anyone what the toughest game to hunt for is, they might have to be reminded, but they would have to include doves in there.
They're small, fast, erratic flyers, so they're a tough target. Not that hard to bring down when you actually get the pattern on them, but getting the pattern on them is the hard part.
An ammunition company once did a survey revealing the average about 9 shots per dove, so get ready for a lot of missing. Having a good number of hunters stretched around a field keeps the bird on the move, but it's not impossible to have success by yourself.
If you watch a field, they have a little tendency to have patterns. You know, they'll come in and out of a field at a certain corner or a certain place on the side. Depends on where your nearby water source is. They're going back and forth between water and a field. You can key in on those areas. Of course, you shoot that spot a little while, then they're going to change their habits. And then you need to watch for where they moved and maybe move back and forth couple of times during an afternoon or a morning's hunt.
You also need to remember to get your HIP card that's available at all licensed retailers. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.